Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that for me, Dad?
No, son, that's for me.
She's like a 10.
The NBA arrested Heat's god Terry Rozier, Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, as part of a gambling sting. And we will talk about that at 9:15. But right now, Lamar Jackson is, what is he, $70 million under the cap next year?
The Ravens?
$76 million for the cap next year.
Oh, that's what his cap hit is. I'm sorry.
No, not the team. His cap hit is $76
million. Yeah.
I may have said that wrong.
You said under, but
yeah,
that's why
I may have said that wrong. They've got to do something about that, right, Jim? They can't go into the 26th season with that hit, that number on the head.
I mean, you can, but you know it limits you in other places. And this is what we've talked about. When you get a franchise quarterback, he has to be paid as such. You want to take advantage of him on the rookie deal if you have a true franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then you want to pay the guy and backload it and then restructure when you have the chance. So this is, you don't want to take a $76 million cap hit, because now you're looking at, I mean, how much of that of your cap is going to one player? And granted, that player is so important that you're going to have that guy on there. It's, you know, whatever the number may be. But if you're able to restructure, it allows you to get better on the offensive line. It allows you to keep this guy and that guy.
If I'm a quarterback, especially quarterback, those are the ones making all the money. Me restructuring that contract is more important to me, or equally as important to me as it is for the rest of the organization. You know why? Because I need people. I need help.
Yeah,
I need help. So if I'm Lamar, I'm calling anybody, you know, I was about to say Ozzie, Eric DaCosta, anybody that I have to call. Hey, when are we get this thing done, man? This is what I want for next year. Let's get this thing done. I want to get this done because I don't want to cost my team $76 million. That's just not smart.
Yeah. And again, like, I think Lamar knows it too, and I think it is something he wants to get done, because not only, like, you could talk about the cap hit, they're giving you more money, and you're going to get a bunch of it up front.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then they'll backload that and move the money around how they see fit, and then you get to this point again, you got to bite the bullet. This is the one, I don't want to say the one position. I feel like, I've already told you, I think wide receiver is the most position in football, and that's tongue-in-cheek, but I love wide receivers.
Ain't crap.
Left tackles, pass rushers, quarterbacks. They started doing the gritty. You want me to do my Mike Gesicki? It's like, come on, dude. He looked like the Tin Man without any oil when he's doing it, you know? It's like, what are you doing?
He's the guy that dances on the ceiling, I told you.
Oh, man.
But you got to get it done, Jeremy.
Yeah, you have to. And again, it allows you to do some of the other things you would like to do, keep some of the players. Like, I don't think Marlon Humphrey's on this team next year. Mm. And we just talked about it with Ken McCusick the other day. Nate Wiggins is going to be your number one quarterback or cornerback. Who's number two? Do you know? I mean, you got all these young guys, and you got guys that are going to be moving on.
That's why I said at the beginning of the season, I had no idea they would be 1-5, but I said at the beginning of the season, if they don't win a championship soon, that window closes quickly. Because you have to start making smart decisions.
Yeah.
Smart fiscal decisions. And letting guys go, that's part of the locker room character and all those things. That's big, man. That's big in sports.
Well, see, the other part of this, too, is like fans are going, well, you guys don't do anything in free agency. You're not willing to sign a big-time pass rusher. You can't when your quarterback's got a $75 million hit. And again, by the way, how many big-time pass rushers actually get to free agency? It doesn't happen often. The teams either usually resign them or trade them.
Everybody needs them.
Yep.
That's why. I mean, do you think Lamar gets something done in the offseason?
I think it has to happen. So, yeah, I do think it gets done. And, I mean, I don't know what he's could be jostling for money-wise or if this is something where this is just kind of, hey, we know what you got before. We see what Josh Allen got. You got to get more than him. The next guy's going to get more than you. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. It's... Yeah. What did he get? I mean, who was it that... Was it Roger Clemens that signed that contract? Every contract he signed had to have $22 at the end because 22 is his number. He had like a weird thing that he did with it. You know, there are certain guys that I want to get to this number. I want to do this. And if he has a number in his mind, they've had to have had conversations about this, right? Like he has to know this is...
My jersey number was 11. The next contract I have 11 cents at the end of it.
Mine was 22. That's the only reason I know that one.
Mine was 11.
But he did that all the time. By the way, I was just watching Kingpin.
Why did you choose 22? Did it choose you?
It chose me. Initially. So, yeah, because like I had a hand-me-down from my dad from one of his old softball shirts that I wore as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a 22 on the back. And so as I wore that around, then when I started watching basketball, I saw Danny Ainge wearing 22.
Okay.
The Orioles and Jim Palmer, not that I was like some huge Palmer fan, but like I started seeing players that I liked that wore the same number.
Right.
And then it became my number.
Mine was just handed to me. I was a sophomore. It gave me a jersey. It had number 11 on it. And
I changed my mind. Mine was the double deuce because of Roadhouse and Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
How do you, sorry, I interrupted you.
And I just stuck with it. Stephanie had it. Brianna had it. Robbie played off a defensive line, so he couldn't have it. And in baseball, he had number 20. But my daughters both wore 11.
Were you one of those guys that had to have your number? Yep. Like, you would always
in
get
college,
it?
In college, I did. Yep.
Like, if I didn't have it, I would play and pick a different number. But, like, I always got my number. What?
I'd had my number.
Oh, he's it's like, if I don't get 11... I don't
he
play.
Has number 11. Yeah, he sucks. Gotta get number 11.
Did you ever have that situation where, like, you're an underclassman or you're whatever, and then you're coming to the team and somebody already has that number and that dude stinks? Mm. And you're looking at him, I was like, man, he shouldn't get that.
Never had that situation. Never. When you going in, give my number.
When I couldn't get 22, I would get 44 because I was twice as good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
Those are the only two numbers I really wore.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.